Moncrief on News Talk.
It wasn't too long ago that if you were on a train, you could look forward to the arrival of the snack cart. But during COVID, they were suspended. They did return to the Dublin Belfast and Dublin Cork routes, but for the rest of the rail service, they're yet to return. Why do you have to sit in a train all the way to Westport, for instance, gasping for a cup of tea? The journalist Jenny McIntaggart is rightfully outraged about this. Jenny, good afternoon to you.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. I used to really like the snack cart on the train.
As did I. That's why I was considering offering to buy a can of Coke off a fellow passenger there last week. I just think that it's a route that a lot of people take. It's a mixed bag of passengers. You have the older couples that are travelling for the golden years in hotels. Then you have hens and stags. And then you have people going down to travel along the Wild Atlantic Way as well. It's not a commuter hop.
Yeah. And that's what, like, from Dublin to Westport, that's about 3.5 hours kind of a job.
It is. It's 3.5 hours. It's from right through from Euston to Westport, and it has all the stops along the way as well. So it's quite a long period of time to go without a cup of tea or a drink, you know.
And if you're getting on in Westport, is there anything you can buy? I suppose in Euston there's stuff you can bring with you, but if you're going from Westport to Dublin, is there anything?
That's the thing. In Euston, you're grand. But if you're going from Westport to Dublin, you need to be a more organised person than me, because while there is a Tesco across the road from the station, there's no vending machine and there's no little shop. It's a very, very modest station. You just walk straight through. It's very small.
God save us tonight. No, the thing is, like, at COVID, when they stopped doing it during COVID, you know, you can understand why they stopped doing it during COVID, but they didn't really explain, you know, they weren't saying actually we're shutting this down altogether.
No, when the restrictions came in 2020, that was understandable. But when the restrictions eased in 2022, Éireann Ó Éireann said that the reason was when they approached the suppliers, the price had gone up by 4 times as much. But I mean, the trolley was always expensive. So if the price has gone up, you'd imagine you'd still have the opportunity, but just at an even more raised price.
But if the price has gone up, then why is it on the Cork train? Why is it on the Belfast train?
Exactly. And the Dublin to Belfast is a shorter route, so I really don't understand that one.
Yeah.
I think it's sad, especially for the older people travelling, because for them it was a little bit of conversation, whether it was just talking to the person pushing the trolley or fellow passengers. It was a little bit to break up the journey, but now it's become completely insular. And while younger people can listen to stuff on their phones, they have their headphones, older people are kind of just, you know, they're sitting there in loneliness. You're a captive audience, essentially.
Yeah. And the thing was, whoever was pushing the trolley was, you know, it was someone you were pleased to see. So no one.
Exactly.
So it was always quite a jolly. Well, I suppose, though, if you're at the wrong end of the train, there's nothing worse than you get on the end of the train and then by the time they get down to you and you say, can I have a cup of tea? They say, sorry, there's no tea left.
Exactly. Yeah, the last Kit Kat is gone. The guy decides he gets it. Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. And that was terrible. And they'd have those little, you could get a can of Heineken or one of those little bottles of wine.
You used to be able, and the on-the-go vinos used to be absolutely lovely.
I was sitting on a train once, Jenny, with a fella who was, you know, a bit of a connoisseur, and he actually asked the woman on the trolley, "Do you have a wine list?" I swear to God, snot came out of her nose. She was laughing so hard.
Which is not
the best thing to do.
You wouldn't want to be going in with that attitude. I mean,
And the bags of potato and the coffee was never great, but the cup of tea was nice.
Oh. The cup of tea was grand. It nearly wasn't even about that. It was just about the communal aspect of it rather than making it completely insular. You know, people look forward to breaking up the journey, but now it's become more of an impersonal thing and just about efficiency. Just get these people from here to there.
Yeah. On the Westport train now, is there a bar or anything? Because remember, there used to be.
I wish, Sean. I wish. No, there's not.
No, I don't think they're on trains at all now, come to think of it.
No, I don't think you're legally allowed to drink on a train anymore. Yeah, I think they've changed that.
Oh God, I was on a train once to Sligo, and they used to kind of serve breakfast on the train. Everyone got on the train from Dublin to Sligo, and then they said, sorry, the fella who runs the catering thing didn't turn up. So they kind of, I don't know, about an hour out from Dublin, the train stopped, and the train coming from Sligo stopped beside it. A fella hopped out, got on the train.
Really?
Yeah, to open it up. And then they realised he didn't have the key. So they had to go and get a crowbar to open the thing. And then they served everybody breakfast. It was great.
If only. We need to go back to that.
Yeah.
But there's no time frame. They said that they are trying to source a new supplier, but they haven't given a time frame. So we don't know how long we'll be waiting.
I don't know what that means, having a time frame. That's nuts. Altogether.
Exactly. You'd imagine that they'd say, okay, we have suppliers, obviously, from Dublin to Belfast and from Dublin to Cork. So we will stick it on the longer journeys.
Mm. Yeah,
especially if it's such a busy route. It does be absolutely packed.
Someone says, one of our listeners says, what do you mean you can't drink on the train? Have you ever been on the train on a Sunday night going to Galway, wall-to-wall bags of cans? No, of course. But that's actually... If they had that, I would admire you. If they had the snack cart, people wouldn't bring the bags of cans, and then they they wouldn't drink as much, and then it'd be a bit more civilized rather than there's a bunch of yahoos at one end of the thing, and you want to
exactly. If and especially Westport is so popular with hens and stags. If you have a bunch of lads bringing a bag of cans, then they're gonna, you know, get them at a cheaper price. They're gonna bring way more, and that is more likely to lead to disruptive behavior rather than if they're having to pay a bit more and can only get a bottle.
Yeah. Oh God, it makes no sense at all.
No, really. It's contradictory completely.
And I suppose the bus is just as bad, really. They don't.
You couldn't really fit a trolley on a bus.
Yeah, that would be that would be difficult. Jenny, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was the journalist Jenny McIntaggart there. Just a few comments on that. Considering Ryanair see the snack trolley as a moneymaker, then how is it costing Irish Rail money? They put it out to tender. It's a private company that does it now. And I don't know, like, because that trolley was never cheap, even back in the day. At one time, Inrodairn used to have their own catering service. Then they tendered it out uneconomic for potential operators, says this texter. Is this just cost savings? Don't have to pay the person pushing or stocking the cart and the cleaner for the mess. Dan says, if the government removed the excise duty on tea, the carts would come rolling back. Is there much excise duty on tea? Would that be the main factor there? I remember the CIE. Oh, John says, I remember the CIE dining cars of the 1980s. Hairy bacon and cabbage and chicken Maryland. You'd need to have starved yourself for 48 hours to manage clearing up the plate. There'd be a little bar as well, selling harp stubbies and half-pint bottles of Guinness, says John. Indeed, and then were the days where, you know, people were smoking. I remember once having I have a lot of train-related stories, but having a fry-up on the train in the morning, and, like, there was four strangers sitting around, and the fella beside me, the fella in front of me, who, let's not say what, he wasn't exactly what you'd call thin. He horsed into the big fry-up, and it was real butter. And he hadn't used all the butter on his brown bread. So he got a spoon and he scooped the butter out of the container and ate the butter. And then the fella opposite him lit up a cigarette. And the big lad said, those things will kill you. With no sense of irony whatsoever.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.